Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Learn Tech podcast with me, your host, Pranjali Lahiri. Before we dive further, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the uncertain times we are in currently. COVID-19 has taken the world by storm, impacting every last bit of humanity and businesses. In the latter, it has ushered in an unprecedented digital transformation across geographies and industries. Speaking of digital transformation, for the first time ever, we're bringing you this podcast from the comforts of our homes with the help of communication tech.
Today, we are discussing learning management systems and learning experience platforms with Sandeep Boyer, Rajesh Shintre, and Ayappan Arumugam. Sandeep is our AVP technology, Rajesh is our AVP client relationships, and Ayappan is our business analyst manager. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Let's Talk Learn Tech podcast. First things first, I would like to understand what is an LMS and what is an LXP. Sandeep, if you could give us a simple definition of the two, if there are any key differences, if there are similarities, I would love to start with that.
LMS, LXP, word itself explain their meaning. Just like the LMS is a learning management system, and LXP is a learning experience platform.
Understood. So one, of course, is going to be a lot of user experience, which is going to be the key focus of the learning experience platform. But then, Ayappan, are we then saying that in an LMS, the experience is something that is not up-center? What are your views?
Yeah, you're right, Pranjali, where when it comes to the experience, as what we have it, you know, mostly the admin-driven is always called as a management system. When it comes to the personal experience, so all the companies want to move into the experience platform, but without leaving the learning management, because that's the heart of the platform where LXP is being used. When it comes to experience, when I say one, which needs content, where the content itself, we nowadays have LinkedIn, Coursera, edX, Udemy, and everything, where it has a version of content where people want to experience it. Then we merge LMS into LXP, where if everything comes into the learning management system, where it gives you a beautiful learning experience. So that's what the difference between the LXP and the LMS.
Understood, Ayappan. Rajesh, I would want to go to you. You're a person who normally talks to our clients the most. You are on ground understanding the client requirements as well. Where do you see this is going for us in terms of where people stand on the LMS requirements or the LXP requirements? Do you see that normally people have clear requirement sets with respect to these?
Well, Pranjali, when we talk about LMS, normally it's a kind of software. People are already aware about LMS in today's world. But when we talk about a learning, that kind of an experience, so that is where it is kind of, you would say, a thing which is unknown actually, because it is more of an experience. So for most of our clients, what happens is they are already aware about what learning they are going to give it to their employee, which is already there. So this content is already available with them. But in the case when we are talking about learning experience, it is honestly, as I said, it's kind of an unknown.
Understood. So then there's one important point that Ayappan said, which I think is key in the differentiation as well. One is learner-driven and one is admin-driven. Rajesh, I believe to a certain extent you were trying to say the similar thing, that when you talk about content that is being assigned by a learning administrator versus something that is chosen by a learner. So my question to you is this. Because personalization is such a key when it's learner-driven, how do you think this fits into an organization's mandatory training strategy? Because there are so many compliances, so many induction training that need to be done. How do you think this kind of workflow fits in well?
Let me go one step back. In an LMS, everything is defined actually, because the learning and development manager has already planned things for his end users. Where in the case of a learning experience, it is something on the wish of the learner. So here on the LMS, because it's already a defined process, because they have to undergo some sort of a training which is already planned for them, it works well in that case. But when it comes to a learning experience, it's more of an end user's kind of a feeling. Like, I feel this particular course works for me. So what I do is I keep on accessing it, and it's more of learn, share, and kind of collaborate.
Yes, Rajesh, understood. Sandeep, at the heart of an LXP is AI engine. Now, how do you think that plays into the overall recommendation or overall learning process where it is learner-driven?
AI plays mainly making a decision for the end user. It might be a same user experience, or might be a group of a learner or a group of an employee in an organization learning something. And what will be the benefit of that to the end user and to the overall company? That time AI will play a critical role to personalize the content of a user as per the company goals. So it will do a lot of admin activities itself and provide a ready-made content to the end user so that he can see and start learning, and it will be helpful for the organization to achieve the goals without any manual intervention.
Sure, Sandeep. So my understanding between what you have been saying so far is that while an LXP to a large extent is learner-driven, while it is seemingly unplanned, to a large extent an organization still can take control and can plan the entire strategy as to what content is to be put into the repository for the people or its employees to select and choose from. Ayappan, I think it's a great segue for me to come to you. You mentioned that many online content marketplaces like Udemy's, LinkedIn, and many others are great content repositories for all of this content. Now, how do you think people can choose between the content? Is it based on competencies alone? One is, of course, the objectives of the company and the competencies mapped to those. But what are the parameters that an organization can use for selecting the right content?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Where, you know, when it comes to competency, you must have heard that where we are facing away some of the competencies. Like one of the typical examples is what we take is typewriting skills. You know, it's gone away now. So nobody goes to a typewriting class for, you know, having that. So the skills are facing away where the new skills are coming in. And it is not that the companies are ready to provide access to the new skills and the new courses, or it is always a self-interest. That's what the experience we talk about. When it comes to experience, where I am interested in so many things, where I can learn from any of the, you know, content providers, what we talked about. Where when it comes to the organization, typically what we consider when clients talk about it, the client is always open-hearted, where they don't know what to choose. So as Asset LMS, what we do is we guide them to choose, you know, what the company needs, what the employee needs, what is the learning path each individual is planning for. That will give a more idea to what competency the companies are required for the future. So it's not only an individual, it is also the learning and development department which comes in to play the role of providing proper new competencies which is futuristic.
So what in your opinion are the parameters or criteria for choosing either an LMS or an LXP? Now, the assumption could be that it's an organization that is for the first time getting into the learning platform, or maybe it's planning for a switch. In any case, what are the to-dos or what are the criteria that they can go through to make up their minds?
If I have to answer, I always plan for what is the futuristic. If I have an LMS, I don't have an LMS, it doesn't matter. Where it is always for me, you know, what is my future plan? Are the companies going to spend that much for running the classroom across the country or across the globe, where then my company is spread across multiple regions? So it is always which LMS provides a futuristic options. Point number two is the adaptability, where we talk about a lot of things on AI and machine learning. So we also talked about learning experience. So when it comes to choosing an LMS, where I always feel that whichever the AI is going to be the future. So if some LMS which has the recommendation engines or the personalized learning which an LMS can provide, that is always my preferable choice. And not only that, also the content. Because the industry, the organization are moving from the content making, where we call it the content development, to the ready-made content, the official's content. So that's what the Skillsoft or Coursera are playing it. So content aggregator role is also I'm looking for, you know, if I have to choose an LMS. So these are the three points which I consider.
Sure. Rajesh, what in your opinion are some things that organizations can do in addition to what Ayappan just mentioned?
Choosing an LMS is much more easier actually. Now, when it comes to, you know, making a decision with a platform which is helping you with doing analysis, providing you with sharing statistical data of how many learners are undergoing trainings, what is the return of investment on stuff like that. The other is, like, when you are talking about an experience, the experience keeps on varying actually. Because here, for an L&D manager, it is important for him to decide what is his learning audience. right? Because he needs to understand his end audience. Because unless he realizes that, deciding which one will work will really make a priority over it. Again, industry, like if it is going to be a pharma industry, the audience there, if it is compared to a manufacturing industry, there is again a difference. So identifying the content is a very important thing when it comes to that. Second is assigning budget. See, when we are talking about LMS, most of the time budget is already assigned. But we are talking about an experience. As I said at the first go, this is something unknown actually, because here you have to visualize what, as a person, I will like, which content I would love to undergo, or which I will convey back to my end user, my friend, saying that, okay, this content looks good for me. So there you need to, you know, assign a separate budget for that, because for an LMS, already the budget is there, but for an LXP, most of the time, what happens is the content plays an important role. Most of the time, this is not there into the play. So there, like what I feel is, you know, when people are making a choice between an LMS and an LXP, they need to understand that they need to do a separate budgeting for LMS, as well as they need to do a separate budgeting for content as well. Third is the delivery, like kind of an implementation plan. Now, why I'm referring to the implementation plan is because most of these organizations where the learning is already defined, like manufacturing industries have stayed for a longer period, pharma industries have stayed for a longer time now. So there, the training is already defined. So in that case, when we are trying to implement a software which will cater to the learning needs of those employees, that's where we need to come up with an implementation plan. Because LMS, you have series of steps over there. For an LXP, you would need to, you know, focus more on content-driven part.
Sure. So this is my summarization from what I've understood so far. One is, of course, understanding of the objective. What is my learner audience mix? What are the objectives I want to achieve? Third would be what kind of content needs to go in. That is, of course, the budget. And finally, it all comes down to the implementation. Sandeep, I want to ask you this question. Upside LMS, the LMS that we have, has an AI engine in it, which does a part of recommendation, suggestion, it does analysis, and has a bit of ML. So how do you think that plays into the decision-making for an organization in terms of selecting an LMS? Because right now, I don't know if you can call it LMS, LMS per se, or is it a part LXP too?
Considering the upside LMS, we are trying to blend learning management system and LXP together so that we can provide a great experience to the end user. Along with that, we are introducing AI-based component in the system so that it will start taking a decision on behalf of the end user along with the administrator. So that it will be easy for the administrator to flow the content to the end user. And for the end user, it will be easy to pick the content and focus on the mandatory learning, optional learning, and he will feel the freedom of a learning. So we can blend both the experience and provide a very useful or very great experience to the end user so that he can achieve an objective of a learning along with the mandatory training and all.
Agreed, Sandeep. I think this is important because as a learning organization, while ensuring that your content is putting your learner in the driver's seat, ensuring that all of your critical learning, mandatory training, be it compliance, be it induction, be it some skilling, functional training, all of those are done in a way that aligns to your organization's objectives is critical too. So with that, Ayappan, I come to you. What do you think is the future of LMS and LXP, if you want to bundle them together and talk of an evolving platform that combines the benefits of both, that's fine too.
So, frankly, I would like to mix the question what you had asked for, Sandeep, and, you know, this question what you had asked for. Because when it comes to futuristic, see, the upside LMS does consider that, because we've been talking to most of the clients where still they are doing the classroom, they are doing the traditional method of training, because moving away from the traditional method is something which is not possible in the learning and development probably in the next decade. Because where in India especially, where the people who run the L&D department, though they talk about artificial intelligence, machine learning and XYZ, but still they are with the traditional classroom training. So mixing with the traditional plus the futuristics, the upside LMS has all the features where when it comes to the induction or compliance or competency or the traditional ILT classrooms, which has it. But plus upside LMS has the way of giving an experience where it mixes with the artificial intelligence, where it gives the recommendation for learner, where it is also gives a recommendation for the ILT, where which the learning path or the learning experience they want to choose it. Now, moving forward, what we are planning is, you know, having the artificial intelligence where it plays more in terms of personalized learning, where the learner can choose what they want to learn. It could be anything, the skills the organization wants it, or the skills the individual wants it. So that's what I'm saying the futuristic of, at least my company.
My summarization of this entire conversation would be that an LMS and an LXP both have their time and place. It largely depends upon what you want to do now and also years ahead into the future, which is where the future proofing comes in. Before I let you go, here's something fun. I call it the rapid fire. Are you guys ready?
Sure. Please fire.
All right. Rajesh, if you were to redefine the learning management system, what would you call it?
I would call it as an experience system. Experience management system.
Lovely. Ayappan, if you were to be reborn as a product in the context of this discussion, you can choose between an LMS and an LXP only. What would it be and why?
I still go with an LMS for a main.
Okay, taken. Sandeep, if the LMS could talk, how would it introduce itself?
It will directly say to the user, come to me and start learning.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was fun. That's the time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk LearnTech podcast. See you next month. Bye-bye.